from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez has been sentenced to 11 years in prison for his conviction for accepting bribes of gold and cash and acting as an agent of Egypt. Crimes his own lawyers say earned him the nickname, quote, Gold Bar Bob. Outside the courthouse, a defiant Menendez aligned himself with President Trump, saying Trump was right to attack the judicial system.
Welcome to the Southern District of New York, the Wild West of political prosecutions. President Trump is right. This process is political and it's corrupted to the core.
Given a chance to speak in court before his sentencing, the 71-year-old former New Jersey senator broke down several times as he described his accomplishments, telling the judge, quote, Your Honor, I'm far from a perfect man. I have made more than my share of mistakes and bad decisions. I've done far more good than bad. I ask you, Your Honor, to judge me in that context, end quote. The Federal Reserve has decided against another cut in the main interest rate it charges banks. The Fed's current benchmark rate will stay in the range of 4.25% to 4.5%. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says while inflation remains elevated, the economy is expanding at a solid pace.
In the labor market, conditions remain solid. Payroll job gains averaged 170,000 per month over the past 3 months. Following earlier increases, the unemployment rate has stabilized since the middle of last year, and at 4.1% in December remains low.
In 2024, the interest rate was cut 3 times in a row. And a Monmouth County teacher and girls basketball coach is accused of sexually assaulting a student from his high school. 35-year-old Justin McGee of Ocean Township has been a health and gym teacher and coach at Middletown High School North, where he was placed on administrative leave. He was arrested on Tuesday and charged with second-degree counts of sexual assault and endangering the welfare of a child. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And are we in the clear weather-wise? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We still could have a stray rain or snow shower early on tonight, otherwise turning out clear, blustery, and colder. Lows will be in the low to mid 20s, wind chills down into the teens. Plenty of sunshine and a chilly breeze tomorrow, highs in the mid to upper 30s. Becoming cloudy tomorrow night with a little rain arriving toward daybreak. There could be some pockets of freezing rain for a time in the northwest hills. Lows 30 to 35, but mainly rain and drizzle into Friday as it will turn out milder. Highs will be in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We are looking at 42 in Parsippany, 43 in South Plainfield, 46 Manahawkin. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.